KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for another edition of Happy Trails, and joined in studio for a rare treat with a live and in-person Jen Rice. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Good to see you in person.
Yeah, it's great to be here in person. Sorry, I had to prolong things a little bit while I was coming over the Wildcat this morning.
That's all right. It can give you a little slow and treacherous.
Yeah. I passed like 4 concrete trucks. I don't know what they're building out there, but something big.
Something big. Lots of concrete.
Yeah, and I saw the most epic firework display out in out on the Mattole River last night. It was pretty
nice.
Impressed. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I hear it was clear in town, too.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. No, nice. we weren't shooting fireworks into fog. It was making its own smoke, so it eventually wound up obscuring itself anyway. So, damned if you do, damned if you don't, but yeah. What are you going to do? We had a good time, though. It was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
So let's talk trails.
Yeah, let's talk trails. Well, and I don't know, maybe some people might have wonder. We alluded last week to that I would have some news this week,
right.
And they may have seen in the paper that that I'll be switching jobs for the first time in 15 years, actually.
New gig. First off, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was a hard decision to make. I love my work at Redwood Community Action Agency and my team, and I'm also excited about working for Humboldt Area Foundation and working in a more broad kind of range of helping the community achieve our goals. So I won't say too much about it because I'm going to be transitioning over the next few months.
Right.
And and then I'll be at HAF, you know, full-time in the fall. But I won't be going anywhere, you know. My bike commute will get a little longer, but
we'll do it safely.
Yes.
Indeed. Speaking of which, you got some updates about certain things, right?
Yeah. I was at the state. It's actually a national childhood obesity prevention conference last week,
right.
Which sounds kind of wonky and boring, but it was pretty fascinating. I mean, a lot of the work that I do and my team does is this whole concept of, I guess, what public health folks call working upstream. And their analogy is that if you try to help people become healthier by just, you know, helping them pull them out of the, say, the river they've fallen into, say, if they're unhealthy, and you try to help them, you know, eat healthier or lead a more active lifestyle on an individual basis, you're really only kind of pulling people out of the river when they've fallen into it. But what we in public health have been doing is moving what they call upstream, which is help people not fall in the first place, help them make the healthy choices. And so it's like, how do we design our communities so that it's easy for people to make a choice to be healthy? And Humboldt County is a lot less healthy than the state in general.
And that's the really weird thing about that.
It is,
you would
yeah.
think this area, you know, it's the great outdoors, everyone's eating healthy, being healthy, but there's a lot of obstacles.
Yeah, there are. It's a difficult, and you know, and I think a lot of us like to think, hey, we're rural, man. We're out there chopping wood, we're out there working the land, you know, and those people for sure, you know, they're healthier. But
everyone's out hiking and biking, right?
Yeah. In general, though, we're not. And our kids, especially, are not as healthy. And it's the way it is in rural communities across the country. It's not easy for rural communities to be healthy. And so, you know, what we're trying to do is make it easy for folks to get fresh food and get on those trails, ride their bikes, walk more. It's hard when you live on a 2-lane rural road to get out there and walk. It's, well, I, you know, I heard that last week on the DJ rant on KMUD, they were talking about how it's not the back to the land movement, it's the drive back and forth to the land movement.
<That's right.
laughs> Yeah, or the current manifestation of the back to land movement anyway. And so, yeah, I think a lot of us are stuck
it's
driving.
Paving the land movement.
Yeah. I know, passing all the concrete trucks this
That's
morning.
Right.
Maybe, but yeah. So anyway, I saw some incredible folks and learned a lot of incredible things at the conference. I saw these high school students from Del Norte County giving a presentation at the state national conference, which was cool, about some of the stuff they're doing up there. And I saw the chef from the White House, which, you know, at first I thought, okay, the White House chef, whatever. But man, that guy's got like a PhD in public health policy. He's super fascinating. And he's, you know, really the White House advisor on public health policy.
No wonder the president looks so fit and trim.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy, he looks like a football player too. He's like, yeah, he's not like your chef looking kind of guy.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, it was really a lot of great information there. And I also just wanted to share with folks, if you want to stay up on some of the legislation that's going on right now in our state around public health and helping us all be healthier, there's a website called californiaconvergence.org, and it's under their policy center that you'll find policy alerts about things like, I think later this year we'll hear more about a move to put a tax on sodas.
You said the T word.
I did. I said the T word. I know it's not a very popular thought right now, but there's a concept that if you tax something that is really horribly bad for people, that, you know, every, what, can of soda has like 17 teaspoons of sugar in it or something.
Jeez, really?
Yeah. Ooh. And it's, wow. And just the visual of like feeding your kid 17 teaspoons of sugar.
Well, you know, say my kids don't drink soda.
Yeah, 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 and I don't either. But man, just so many people do. But taxing something like that so that they can put that revenue then into, you know, healthy things. And then there's also the whole healthcare bill or act that passed at the federal level. There's a lot of funding in that for prevention, for this whole upstream type of work where you're trying to keep people from, you know, or not keep them from, but help them make healthier choices.
Keep them from falling in the river.
Yeah, keep them from falling in the river. So CaliforniaConvergence.org is a place to be able to find updates like this one, where AB 516, the Safe Routes to School Act, has moved to the Senate. And that one is... it's working on helping. One thing that I think is interesting about this particular Safe Routes to School legislation is that right now a lot of the more wealthy areas in the state and the nation are much more able to access this funding. And so what you have is
that's
a lot more of the funding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, they have the capacity, they're ready, they can, you know, they have more engineers maybe at their cities who are able to go after these things. But our hope is that it would be more equitably distributed to places that don't have the resources. And in our area, for instance, that we have a lot of schools on highways. We have a lot of schools where there are lots of pedestrian and bicycle collisions not that far from the school, you know, things like that, that are important aspect of getting your kids, you know, a lot of people make that decision to drive their kids to school because they don't feel like it's safe for their kids to walk them back to school. So, so anyway, that's some interesting, legislation that's out there. That's the kind of thing you'll find on the California Convergence website.
Excellent. Well, yeah. That's definitely a part of the whole thing. And of course, one of the things that would help our area be a lot healthier and, more fit, would be having a regional trail system.
It would. It's a huge, I mean, it's really, I keep, you know, lots of people travel other places and they come back and they send me pictures or they call me and say, why don't we have what Reading has, or why don't we have what Ashland has, or why don't we have what the Bay Area has? And, you know, I think as we talk on this show often, that we're definitely getting a lot closer to it. And it takes all of our many villages to work together on a regional system. It's not just obviously one town. Each, you know, Arcata and Eureka are each working on their pieces, but
absolutely,
we gotta, as a region, all work together to make it a reality. And I know we can do it. I've seen a huge amount of progress in the 15 years that I've been working on this kind of stuff. But yet we're still, like, I watched Reading pass us by. Like, they had nothing.
See, that's wrong.
And then now they have this incredible bridge, which they had funded from a foundation that had a lot of money, but they've got this hallmark, you know, multi-use trail system along the river that...
And the thing, you know, is that it crosses, it goes across all socioeconomic lines as well. When you have cities like Arcata and Fortuna on the same page about this kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know that it's mass appeal.
It is mass appeal. And that's what's interesting too about like the Trails Trust, with you have people of all political stripes involved in supporting that kind of effort. You have, you know, equestrians, you have rollerbladers, you have... cyclists, you have people who just want to walk their dog in a nice, mellow place.
Yeah, it's not a Republican thing, it's not a conservative thing, it's not a liberal thing, it's not a Democratic thing. It's
a back-to-our-roots thing, having more places where we can just get out and be outside as a family or get a little bit of good exercise.
Talk about family values.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the core kind of meaning to me, is a place where families can do things together and be healthy together. Like the Headwaters Trail, man, it's crazy. On a nice day to see how many people are out on that trail. It's a big, beautiful, multi-use trail.
Absolutely.
And holy smokes, all kinds of people. That's what I think is so cool about that. Every age, you see grannies pushing strollers, way up the hill, and you see folks who look like maybe they're from downtown Oakland, and you see, all kinds of sizes and shapes and types of people. And that's what, I think there's so much pressure on a trail like that because we don't have a lot of things like that around our population center. And so I think when we have more, there'll be a lot more options for folks. And let's see. So we usually try to give folks some announcements of what's going on. So next week, next Wednesday, is the North Coast Railroad Authority meeting. And I'm not exactly sure what's on their agenda because I don't usually put it out till a couple days in advance. But they only meet up here once every 5 or 6 months.
I would hope that rail banking would once again be on the agenda.
Yeah, possibly as a discussion item, I think, again. And it's tough in that setting. It's really kind of a challenge to have a good discourse because it's not necessarily all fact-based. And, that's a big reason why we've been doing our rail banking series. Maybe I should make a CD of all of our podcasts and give it to the board members.
Right. Here's what we're talking about.
Yeah. And all the interviews that we've done. And again, to remind folks, if you want to bone up on rail banking, just go back to the podcast to check it out. But northcoastrailroad.org is their website, and they're meeting next Wednesday morning, 10:30, at the Board of Supervisors. But then before that is a little more fun, would be at Arts Arcata. The Trails Trust is pouring wine at the Garden Gate. This, is that Friday? Arts Arcata is Friday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, that's most of it. I think that's all I have on my radar.
On your plate?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
That I know of.
Well, thanks for racing your way here. I do appreciate that.
Totally, yeah. I hope everybody had a great fourth weekend. I sure did that on the toll.
Yeah, it was
beautiful.
It was a lot of fun.
Not one scrap of fog out there all weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Alrighty. And as Jen mentioned, podcasts. All our conversations on Happy Trails are podcasts at iTunes and at khum.com, just like this one will be.
Happy Trails to you.